Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Kira, are you up there? I've called the police. They'll be here soon. Kira, is that you? I'm going to wait in my car for the police. Kira, if it's you, say something. Where's...
Beth?
Kira! Are you all right? Is there anyone... Did you see the man?
I told you, it's the bin bag.
Are you sure?
There's no one there. Not anymore.
Anymore?
You called the police.
No, that was just in case there was somebody up there so they'd hear. Are you all right?
I found something. Upstairs. I think you need to come and see.
Just tell me.
It's Margot.
Margot? Upstairs? No, Margot's in the aviary.
She's in the lantern room.
No, I put her in the aviary last night. There's blood on your hands. Kira? Why is there blood on your hands? Where is she?
The window. It was closed. I swear it was.
I can't see her. Where is she?
She was right here. See? There's blood on the carpet.
From the seagull?
No, it's fresh.
Check that side of the room. Under the bed.
When I saw her, I tried to pick her up, but her wings were spread and I didn't know how to hold her, so I just left her here.
And now she's gone.
I swear to God, she was right here.
Where was she bleeding from? How hurt was she?
This doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. How would she get all the way up here if she was hurt?
Beth, she wasn't just hurt. She was dead.
Right. So, a zombie, Margot, opened a window and flew away, did she? What is this, a sequel to the dead parrot sketch?
I'm just telling you what I saw. She looked dead. Her eyes were staring.
She's a fucking bird. They're quite starry eyes.
Why are you angry at me?
I'm not. Maybe there's a carbon monoxide leak. We're hallucinating. You imagine that Margot was here.
Oh, like we're imagining the blood on my hands.
I have to go to the aviary.
No.
Kira? What are you doing?
You said there was a man on the walkway.
Yes.
What if he hurt Margot? What if he took her? What if he's still here? I don't think we should go downstairs. Not right now.
No. Maybe I should lock the door.
Yeah. Good idea.
So what do we do now?
I don't know. I guess we just wait.
Murder. She'll be back tomorrow morning.
Oh, great. If he's still here, an 80-year-old woman could chase him off.
Well, she's quite frightening. She almost scared me off.
Beth, what did he look like? Did you recognise him?
No, I couldn't see his face. He was too high, too far away. He had a big coat on, maybe it was just big, and a hat, Or maybe it was hair. I don't know. I need to pee.
It's just nerves. You don't really...
It's just the lighthouse. The lighthouse. You didn't believe me when I rang you and I told you there was someone on the widow's walk.
Well, yeah, because it didn't make any sense. How would anyone get in here without me hearing or seeing?
Maybe he broke in last night and hid in the bathroom.
What about when I go to the toilet? What's he doing? Sneaking into whatever room I'm not currently using?
Shh.
Doesn't make any sense. This place. Ever since I got here, I...
What?
I keep feeling a presence.
Kira, don't. Don't even entertain that thought.
It feels like Wes. Like, if I turn around, he'll be there. Last night in bed, I thought I could feel him lying next to me. I thought I could hear him breathing.
Doesn't that happen when you lose someone?
In the first couple of years, maybe, but now?
It's the isolation. That's all. It does things to your brain.
I've been here a day.
So you think... You think I saw a ghost?
I've got to say, calling the 2000s
fuck,
retro
fuck,
make me
what
feel
fuck,
very...
What the fuck?
It's okay, it's fine. I'll turn it off.
Oh,
it's fine, just a faulty radio.
Oh, Jesus.
It's done that before. When I was renovating, it turned itself on all the time.
That is not very comforting, actually.
No, it's not, is it? I do know what you mean about feeling a presence. For months now, there's been odd little things. Pipe smoke, a lot of pipe smoke. I thought I was having a stroke, but that's toast, isn't it? You smell toast. And I keep losing things all the time. I put something down and...
Beth. The lights are flickering.
They really are, aren't they? I had someone look at the electrics a couple of times, actually, but they couldn't find anything wrong. Oh. The kitchen utensils have a mind of their own, too. They're never where I left them.
Oh, can we stop talking about this now?
I'm sort of pretending it's not happening. But it's got a lot worse since you arrived. I think we might be a bad combination, Kira.
Okay, I think I would like to leave now.
But you said we should wait for the man to leave.
Well, what if it's not... What if it... Give me the key.
You want...
Give me the key.
You
give
want
me the key.
To unlock the door? But what if something's out there? Shouldn't we wait just until we're sure?
I'm not staying here.
You'll leave me here on my own.
Like you left me, you mean? At least you'll see me go. And you'll know why I left.
Do you really want to know why? I can tell you if you really want to know. Sit down. Shadow Truth, Three Fates, Twisting Path, one card.
One card. Everything else takes ages.
What did you want to ask?
Am I going to fail my finals?
I can answer that. No, you're not.
I barely studied.
You always do this.
Do what?
Oh, no, I've done no work. Oh, I'm a disaster. And then you get straight A's and it's all, wow, how did that happen? I didn't even open the textbook.
But I didn't. I've done the bare minimum for 3 years. I paid you to write my essays.
Two essays, both in first year, and then you stopped because I was dragging your grades down.
Oh, I know. Am I pregnant?
Are you pregnant? Maybe a pregnancy test might be more use.
Yeah.
Is this a joke? You don't really think you're pregnant.
Well...
Oh my God, who?
Who do you think?
Someone from work?
I'm not burning anyone at work.
Well, you said you were.
It's Wes.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
You slept with Wes? When? How?
A few weeks ago. We were chatting in his room, got a bit drunk. You know how it happens.
Bloody hell! Why didn't you tell me? How did I miss this? His bedroom's next door, the wall's like paper.
Maybe you were out. I don't know.
I'm never out.
It was during the day. You must have been at uni. Why are you pulling that face? Jealous?
No, I'm just appalled.
Oh, how supportive.
Well, not appalled. Bad choice of words. Surprised. Concerned.
Concerned?
I mean, it could get messy.
If me and Wes got together, we
Would you mind?
Of course not.
You might feel like a spare dick.
Well, I suppose I might. But as I'll just have to move out when the baby comes. Step aside and let you three be a real family. Or four, if it's twins. Or triplets. Oh my God, what if you have triplets? Nightmare.
I'm glad you think this is funny.
Am I only teasing?
You don't think I'm pregnant.
It's just another story.
Sorry, what did you say?
Nothing. You know what? Let's ask the spirit realm. Tarot, is Kira preggers? Will she shortly evacuate a mini Wes from her nethers? The star, very powerful card. The centre, the focus, a gassy giant.
Beth! What are you doing? I told you this very vulnerable thing and you take the piss. The fuck is wrong with you?
I was just kidding. I'm sorry, I thought we were having a laugh.
Oh, yeah, hilarious.
I didn't think you were genuinely worried you were pregnant.
Gassy giant? What was that about then? Passive-aggressive much?
Didn't mean it. It was just a joke. I'm sorry, I am.
It's really not cool.
I know, I'm sorry. Don't be angry with me, Kira. I'm sorry. I can bring you something from the chicken shop for dinner. On my way back. My treat.
Way back? Way back from what?
Oh, yes, maybe I forgot to tell you. I've got a tryout shift tonight. Waitressing for a few hours at Los Amigos.
The Tex-Mex?
Shall I bring you chicken? I'll be home by 11.
You can't seriously want to work at Los Amigos.
Oh, I think it might be fun. Joe says everyone hangs out after their shift.
Who's Joe?
The girl who gave me an application form.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Okay.
I just don't see how it's going to work.
What isn't going to work?
You are ill all the time.
Not all the time.
If you call in sick more than a couple of times, they'll just fire you, you know. Can't you just ask your mum for money?
It's not about the money.
Oh, yeah? All right for some. I have to work.
Yes, and you love work.
No, I don't.
But you go out drinking with your workmates while I'm here on my own, being so bloody careful, sipping cocoa like Big Ear's a bloody gnome.
What do you want me to do? Quit work?
No, of course not. That's not what I'm saying.
I'm gonna dump my friends then, so I can look after you instead.
Well, no!
We spend enough time together, as if I have any choice. God.
What?
Even your mum took me aside, said I should take care of you.
What? What do you mean? Why would my... When?
First fucking day. When you moved into halls, she took me aside. Keep an eye out for little Beth. She's so fragile. And ever since...
My mother said that. Fragile. I had 100-degree fever once. She told me to jog it off.
I don't know then. Maybe she just wanted to palm me off on someone else. Had the cheek to lecture me about my nose piercing and then said, oh, do look after her, Kira. And because I'm a fucking angel, I said I would.
But I didn't know she said that. And I don't want you to look after me.
So I just don't understand how you think you're going to handle waitressing. It won't work out, Beth. And then you'll have another crisis and I'll have to pick up the pieces again. It's just selfish. I'm sorry, it is. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to be realistic.
No, don't apologise. I know you are.
Just looking out for you.
I know.
I don't want you to get hurt.
I know. I think I'm still going to try, though. And if they fire me, then at least I know I tried.
I guess.
Better get ready. They said to wear all black. Might have to borrow a t-shirt, actually, Kira. Would you mind?
Yeah, sure. We'll go get it.
Thank you.
What time's your shift?
5 o'clock.
You got time for some Ouija?
Ouija? You want to do a seance now? To be honest, I'm not really in the right frame of mind, Kira. And it never works anyway, does it? Not since the first time.
Oh, come on, Beth. Don't you want to try?
Maybe tomorrow?
Tonight, when you get back from work. I'll set it up. I'll get it ready for you. It'll be fun. I don't know.
Kira.
I've got a feeling like it might work this time.
Kira.
Why have you stopped?
Don't you hear that? It sounds like someone's coming up the stairs.
Maybe it's Murta.
Murta!
Shh!
Is that
you? Keep quiet.
Why?
It might not be.
I've called the police.
Beth.
They'll be here any second.
It stopped.
Maybe they heard me.
We need to get out of here.
How? Down the stairs?
Oh, fuck no.
How then? Sprout wings?
The scaffolding.
What?
The scaffolding.
No, no, no.
We could climb down.
No, it's unstable. The scaffolding went up months ago, and then I ran out of money for the renovations. The workmen, they just left.
Months? That's not long.
It doesn't take long out here. The salt in the air, it eats through metal, and the rain, and the winds rip some of the planks. Ah!
Beth. The door.
Oh.
The scaffolding. If we're careful, if we avoid the wobbly bits.
Oh, I can't, Kira. I can't do it. I don't like heights and I'm really not very athletic.
We can't stay here.
Now something from the past.
What's the call? It's okay, it's just a radio.
I think we have to touch the glass.
Someone will nudge it.
Yeah, Wes, that's how it works.
Oh my God, do you hear that?
I promise not to push the glass.
It's us.
Oh my God.
I'm a widow.
Just another story.
What the fuck? What the fuck? No. No, I'm leaving.
But the radio, it's talking.
And that's a reason to stay.
You go.
You're not coming with me.
I want to stay.
Why?
Because it might be fine.
Fine.
Safe. She wouldn't hurt me.
She? Who are you talking about?
Gabby.
Gabby? You think that is Gabby?
I have a theory.
Is this a time for theories?
Kira, this place, the lighthouse, it's a gateway or a focal point or something, I don't know. And us together, whatever we are when we're together, our combined energies.
Energy.
Maybe after all these years, we've brought her back.
What the fuck? I know how much this all affected you, but that isn't Gabby.
It might be.
It's not.
Or Wes, what if it's Wes?
Fuck, no.
But you said, your book, you said that's what you were going to do, create a channel, make contact.
Yeah, but I didn't. I haven't.
But the intention was there.
Look, I don't know what's going on, but whatever that is, it's not Gabby and it's not Wes.
You don't know.
I do. I absolutely fucking know. Fuck this. I'm going. You're blocking the window. Beth!
How can you be so sure?
Because Gabby never spoke to us. She's dead. She's gone. She was never here. It didn't happen. It wasn't her.
I didn't think so either at first, and not for a long time, but now I'm not
Beth,
so sure.
It was me. I pushed the fucking glass. Both times. It wasn't Gabby. It was me.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The world has still ended.
Darcy was a cafeteria worker.
Do you see that minotaur sitting out in the food court?
What minotaur?
Just an ordinary, everyday human, probably.
Egerton, you didn't even need a fairy cake. Why did you eat a fairy cake?
Because I stress eat sometimes.
Egerton was a PR flack for the Imperial government.
This extremely devastating explosion was, in fact, a celebration.
He's a flightless fairy with a sweet tooth.
There was some zombies, but Blatt blew them up. I climbed a tree.
And we're Blatt, skipping ahead, and we're skipping ahead. Oh, yeah.
Blatt used to be a filing clerk.
I'll pneumatic tube it up, sir.
Now he's discovering the secrets of his half-demon heritage, like his ability to summon a soul-bound weapon.
Oh, you're here to destroy time, eh? Well, eat bazooka!
Three normal dweebs, rescued from the end of the world and sent on a last-ditch quest to save all of reality.
There is a way to stop the shattering, but we need you three.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Find it in your favorite podcast app or visit otherbothers.com.
There's no evil, so you're welcome.
Flawless logic.
Oh, boy.